Murphy refuses scrutiny of Doyle expenses. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The Irish Times also leads with Dara Murphy's refusal to date to take part in an inquiry into his Doyle attendance records and expenses. The former Cork North Central TD cannot be made subject to an ethics investigation because he's no longer a Doyle member. Both papers report on comments made by the Taoiseach saying that he is annoyed at Mr. Murphy's failure to cooperate with the inquiry and that he plans to overhaul laws related to future inquiries into former Oireachtas members. Although it doesn't lead with this story today, the Irish Independent devotes its lead editorial to the Dara Murphy controversy under the headline "Politicians' Poor Behaviour Erodes Our Trust in Politics." For its lead story, meanwhile, the Independent reports that boom-era spending will be eclipsed this Christmas as Irish shoppers splurge a record €5 billion. Tears for tragic Nadine, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mirror, over its report on the funeral of Nadine Lott in Arklow yesterday, who died after an alleged assault at her home earlier this month. All of today's papers also report on that funeral and the words of Father Michael Murta, who said that the beautiful, vibrant 30-year-old woman pictured everywhere today will live on in her 6-year-old daughter, Kaya. The Herald leads with the poster campaign urging prisoners to pass on any information about Trevor Dealey, who went missing in Dublin city centre 19 years ago, which begins in jails this week. Alarming surge in elderly homeless, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which quotes Housing Minister Owen Murphy saying that he is concerned at the increase in the number of people aged over 65 who are accessing homeless services, and Housing Charity Alone, which says that homeless hubs for older people may soon have to be built. For its lead story, The Echo reports on potential sites which have been earmarked for a new hospital which is to be built in Cork, which will only deal with elective surgery and appointments in a bid to reduce the number of people on waiting lists. A private hospital in Belfast, meanwhile, which performs operations on people who travel up from the Republic on what's been dubbed as a cataracts bus, is planning to more than double the number of operations it carries out as part of the cross-border directive scheme. That's on the front of the Examiner, as is a story about how a philanthropic foundation called the Tomar Trust has been blocked from running a hard-hitting anti-alcohol ad campaign. The Times has a front page story about criticisms levelled at the Central Mental Hospital in a report published by the Mental Health Commission, which details how a patient at the hospital was kept in seclusion for 111 hours on one occasion last year. And finally, also on the front of today's Times, there's a story there about how temporary emergency marquees for Brexit checks, which never happened, have been put up and taken down a number of times over the last year at Rosslare Europort at a cost of €120,000. A spokesman for the OPW is quoted saying that for the moment, the tents are likely to remain on site.